This is the audio guide covering the Galactic Emporium view of Core Exiles. In this guide, I will be covering the view which you can find inside of your system tab, not to be confused with the one you'll see at the promenade. The one at the promenade is only showing you what's for sale in one specific store. The one in the system tab shows you what's for sale in every single store game-wide. This guide will be fairly quick. I'm going to first enter into the Galactic Emporium view with my compatibility view still turned on. It will load a broken page that doesn't actually show anything. The only reason I'm doing that is to show you that the page is broken. After that, I will show you how to disable compatibility view in your tools menu. In Internet Explorer, of course, you won't need this if you're using Firefox or Chrome. And then I will cover the page as I would with any other guide after it reloads with compatibility view disabled. The page is pretty simple. We got a combo box, an edit box, and a table that populates with the most recent added items or whatever you're searching. After I cover that, I will then go over to the Core Exiles stats portal and enter into the Galactic Emporium view there. It's just a table with nothing but text in it. It's got 1,000 rows, one row per recent item added to the Galactic Emporium. So there's 1,000 of them. And it does only show 1,000 items. You cannot view more, so you're only going to see the most recent 1,000, even if there are 4,000 items in Galactic Emporium store-wide. It's not the best alternative, obviously, but it is a alternative, and it's okay if that's the only one that you can get to work for whatever reason. And that will bring us to the end of the guide. So I'm going to go ahead and get logged in now and get started.
Core Exiles meet your test. Are you ready? Enter. Are you ready? H-O-L-I-D-A-Y. Tab. Stop. 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 Enter. Are you ready to meet your destiny? Seal the hatches. Core Exiles. 30 links.
The first thing I'm going to do is search M space T to get to my system tab. I'm going to expand this with enter. Because I have compatibility view turned on, I can just hit enter on it. After I disable it, I will not be able to do that any longer. At that point, I will have to use a number pad right click to open up my system tab. After that's open, I'm going to search EMP.
EMP. Enter. Visit link.
Jumps me right to my Galactic Emporium. Hit enter on this,
enter Galactic Emporium link.
And this will load a broken Emporium page. It takes a couple seconds to load, even though it is broken. It's still obviously getting all the data from the website. It's just not going to display it properly on the web page.
Account tab link graphic.
So it is loaded. You heard it say account tab. I'm going to hit V to jump to the first visited link, and then shift G to jump back to the assets tab, and then read down from there just to show you how broken this page is.
Visited link, assets tab link graphic.
Now down arrow.
Galactic Emporium new total stores 200. Welcome to the Galactic Store advertising
is. This is just giving me some information. I'll read this on the actual page layout, which I cover after I disable compatibility view.
In the past, land, G.E.'s items being for land, mouse over it, visit link exit Galactic Emporium view, visit link graphic mailbox.
As you heard, there's nothing on the page. There's just that text at the top, a thing that says mouse over to view, blah, 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 and then an exit link. There should be a table, a search box, combo box, all that on this page, but there is not. The way to fix this is hit Alt-T for tools, B as in Bravo for compatibility view, and then I'm just going
to
hit tab once. For websites I've added, hit down arrow to select Core Exiles.
CoreExiles.com.
There we go.
Tab, remove button.
Tab again, remove.
Space, websites you've added to compatibility.
Now I have nothing in my websites I've added. List box or whatever the hell it is.
Tab, display internet site app, news Microsoft app, internet explore app, close button to access.
And then
mailbox.
I'm going to close this. Now the page is currently reloading, and I just have to wait for it to load, and when it does, I will have the proper Emporium listing right here. So I'm going to hit B, shift G to jump to the assets tab, and then I'll read down from there.
Sample, assets tab, link graphic.
Again, I'm just using down arrow to read here.
Table with two columns of Galactic Emporium view total stores 216. Welcome to the Galactic Emporium view. From here you can review a snapshot of the items for sale on players' Emporium stores across the galaxy. Store advertising is for a recent change to the Emporium system. All Emporiums are advertised here by default if you purchased an advertising license. In the past, please contact Coops to discuss a refund. G.E.V disclaimer, please note that this view is generated at the time of entering the Galactic Emporium view. The G.E.V cannot be held responsible for items being purchased or removed prior to arriving at said location. Mouse over info button for information on item. Location info can be found from the house icon. Visit link exit Galactic Emporium view.
That whole thing about the mouse over for the home icon, that doesn't apply to us. I believe that is the button I'll be covering that just says like level blah blah blah, but it makes absolutely no sense. It's not actually the level of the item. And mousing over it, clicking on it, I don't have a way to open it, but it doesn't really affect me because I just use the CEDR to get the information for the item that I'm specifically looking for. Now, directly under this exit Galactic Emporium view, I'm going to get into a grid. I don't really know exactly what that means as far as HTML is concerned, but for us, it's just the start of the actual main information inside of the table. I'm just going to be continuing to hit down arrow to read through this.
Grid with 7 columns and 27
rows. So we have the grid.
Show. Combo box collapsed 25 use charge.
This is a combo box to let you determine how much you want to see of the table. As with the other combo boxes, it's like 1 through 25, 25 through 50, or all is the bottom option. You don't really need that. If you want to view all, just go to the Core Exiles stats portal, which I'll cover at the end of this. For the most part, whenever you're looking for something in the Emporium, you're going to want to search it and then actually go to that location that it pops up as to buy the item. Continuing with down arrow now,
entries, search.
We have entries, and then the search box, which I will continue with after I go over the table listing. Directly under the search box is the table.
Table with 7 columns and 27.
You can hear there's 7 columns, 27 rows, because it's showing you 25 items with the top and bottom row. The table headers for the 7 different columns are
lock,
LOC, that's location of the item.
Lock use jaws, key plus alt plus M, emporium name, active.
Emporium name, that's the name of the emporium it's being sold in. You'll notice it's saying all these twice. I'm not exactly sure why, but it is rather annoying.
Emporium name.
Like it says emporium name again, but I'm still in the same column.
Item name, activated.
Item name, the item that's being sold in this particular example, it would
passive
be
neural interface.
A passive neural interface. That's some sort of module.
Item name.
That's just the first result. But it could be, you know, a Tesla reactor, a shield, a type of resource, whatever it is. The name of it would be posted right here in this column, the third column.
Item name, use item name.
In the fourth column,
item name,
we have
activate the third column, ascend, and use
type. That would be what it is. It could be a resource, shield, reactor, generator. I guess it'd be a settlement generator, whatever. Whatever it is. Whatever type of item it is, it'd be posted in this column.
Type use jaws, keep die, activate the sort column.
We have the QTY, quantity. That's how many is actually for sale at this specific emporium. It could be one, it could be a million. Depends on how many the emporium owner has listed in their storefront.
Type use jaws, key info, activate the sort.
The info, that's the button that's going to be
Captain Level 0, but
Captain Level 0, Captain Level 80.
Captain Level 0, but
I don't really understand this at all. There's probably a way to mouse over this with a screen reader, but I don't know how, and it doesn't really matter for me, because as I said, I use the CoreXiles data repository to figure out the information for what I want, and then I just go here to see if it's for sale somewhere. Next, we have the cost for the item. This would not be for the entire stack of items. If there's 20 items and it has a list price of a million, you would not be getting all 20 items for a million. You'd be getting 20 items if you bought all 20 for 20 million, because they're 1 million a piece.
And, the row.
And unit cost is the last column. So I'm going to hit table commands, alt control, left arrow to jump to the beginning, and we'll just go over the first item that's listed in the emporium, the most recently added item.
Sangolan Desperts.
The location is Sangolan.
Emporium name, activate the sort column, ascending emporium name, Slack Alice's Goods and Bad.
You heard what the Galactic store name was, Slack Alice's something or another.
Passive neural interface.
It's a passive neural interface.
MISC.
The category, the type is MISC. That would be ship store MISC.
Four.
There's four of them for sale.
Captain level zero button.
Captain Level 0, whatever.
1,200,000.
And the price is 1,200,000, or maybe more. I didn't read all of it. Because I don't need to, because I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to go ahead and go up to the top of this table, and then I'm just going to read down what some of the most recent items added were, just so you get an idea.
Emporium name, active Slack Alice's good block, activate the emporium name, item name, activate the support row 3. Refinery plant, try 4-04.
Refinery plant, Alright, we have a Wraith reactor
block,
here.
Activate the sword column, ascending lock. Serenity, fire, Serenity, Kendra Spear.
It's a Kendra Spear.
The Firefly.
The Firefly is the name of the
Wraith
store.
Reactor.
It's a reactor. They
Captain
have both for sale. Captain Level 10.
300,000.
300,000 apiece. I think that's pretty goddamn high. I'm not for sure, but, well, maybe they're that expensive, I don't know.
Info die, type, activate this Wraith reactor, red one, storm reactor, red four,
industrial
extractor,
radiant,
industrial extractor, turnus BMR, Nova Gen Evil, turnus BMR 5,
some
Rogue
23. Sort of rare loot weapon.
Nova Gen MK4, alien cool, rex, alien library, rex, visited, lindex, alien library, rex, sea laser, rose.
And then some alien salvage lasers or some such. This is only showing me the most recent 25 items added. If I wanted to find something specific, like let's say I needed some Omega repair drones, this is where the search would come in, and it's a much better way to find what you actually need in the game. So I'm just going to hit Control Home to go to the top of the page, E to jump to the search box,
enter.
Now, you want to be careful when you type into this that you're not typing too fast. In my experience, if you do that, it will not actually send all of your keystrokes into this edit box, and you'll see that there's no results. But then if you look at what you typed in, like let's say I type in OMEGA, it might only have accepted every second letter, so it's actually searching for something that doesn't exist. It doesn't do it every time, but I'll go ahead and try it just to show you.
Oh, alert, shipwreck island desperate.
Okay, I typed in Omega as fast as I could. What did I get?
O-M-E, land.
So it's showing me O-M-E, which will still probably give me Omega drones, when it might also throw other stuff in there that I don't actually want, so I'm going to go ahead and type in the G-M-E-A just to make sure I'm only getting Omega drones in my search results. So I'm going to hit Escape, then I'm going to go down to the table, go to the type
column,
and they're all engineering because that's what they are, good. Someone's selling 4,000.
Info at unit cost, activate the sort column, ascending unit cost, 12,000.
12,000 a piece, that's really, really expensive.
Info die, type, info lock, beginning of row. Emporium name, activate the sort column, ascending, Omega Repair, Thomas Resources RS.
Thomas Resources RS.
Starbase 51, Ferris Steel.
Located at Starbase 51.
Thomas Resources, Omega Repair, number 4.
And he's ripping people off. He might have just accidentally added an extra zero, because about 1,200 would be a normal price. If someone's paying 12,000, they've lost their ever-loving mind for an Omega Repair drone for Now, one thing I have noticed is, let's say I hit escape a couple times on this, and then I go back to this table.
Escape. Tab, system, shift, tab, toolbar, top, home, button, tab, sit, core, two columns, and three row. Welcome to visit link and the row. Seven columns and Sandolin Emporium name, activate the sort, Thomas Resort, Horn, resource, Horn.
It actually took me out of my search results, which is kind of annoying.
Refinery plan.
I don't know how to fix that, but maybe Coops will end up updating this Emporium one day to make it a little bit more accessible, because as it is right now, even with compatibility view still turned off, it is a pain in the ass to actually use. If you hit escape too many times, it's going to exit out of your search results and bring you back to the default view. And that is a pain in the ass to deal with, so make sure you're only hitting escape once to get out of that search box, and then don't continue to hit escape afterwards, otherwise you may not have your search results. You'll just be put back in the default view. Now, let's say your search results, there's more than 25 showing. This is where you go to this combo box.
And
this is probably going to crash my Internet Explorer because I'm asking it to show me all 3,000 items. As you can hear, Jaws is just talking away. There we go, it shut up. Completely froze up. There will be an edit here, and I will tell you how long I had to wait for this. Doopity 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 doo. Still waiting. Still waiting. It's been about a minute so far. So don't choose to view all. Oh, I think it crashed my Jaws. Yep, big tables in Core Exiles will do that. It's also why you do not want to click on the Finder.
Close the program button.
And my Internet Explorer crashed, so I'm going to close the program and relaunch it. And not do that again. This actually works out because I got to go back to the login page to view the stats portal because I don't have it bookmarked. So I'm just going to go back to that page.
Core Exiles, meet your destiny. Are you ready to meet?
I'm not going to log in even though I'm on the login screen. Instead, I'm going to search stats portal. It'll open up in a new tab page. You can bookmark this if you want, as it's not an in-page game, and then you can just access it whenever you want to. Now on this page, I'm going to search EMP, Galactic Emporium, click on that. It only takes a couple seconds to load. This is just a table with probably 5 columns in it and 1,000 rows. There's 1,000 rows because it's showing you the most recent 1,000 items added to Galactic Emporium stores game-wide. So if I just hit Control Home, T,
1,002
because the top and bottom row, of course. Table headers, very simple.
Amount, item name, column 1, item name,
amount, CPU, column 3, CPU, how much it's per unit.
Store name, column 4, store name, system, column 5,
system and store is located in.
Galaxy, column 6,
galaxy it's in.
Seller, column 7,
and the seller.
Posted, column 8,
when it was posted. Okay, forgot about that. Just out of curiosity, I'm going to jump to the bottom of the page.
4:17 p.m. row 1001. Seller XPLO posted and the row posted. Row 1000
item posted.
4:17 p.m. row 1000
was in September 10th. So it goes back, I don't know, a few months, not too far, but as this is the most 1,000 recent items, obviously it's not going to show you all 3,000, but it is a quick way to check on the Emporium. Most likely, if something's bid listed in the store since before September, it's overpriced and not something you want to be buying anyway. So let's just go ahead and look at a couple items on here. I'm hitting Control Home T. We saw that on the first example, the passive neural interface.
Amount 4,
CPU, 1,002 something. Store name, Slack Alice.
Esker, Sphere.
Albert Ross is selling it. And it was posted on April 9th. And I'm recording this on April 9th. So they posted that today. Now, one thing, you saw me search Omega Drones on the first example. If I search that here, there's only 3 listed on the 1,000 most recent. And it's the Thomas Resources ripoff sale. Sorry, Thomas 101, but you should not be selling Omega Repair Drones for 12,000 apiece. It really should be about 1,200, not 12,000. That really is all there is to say about the Galactic Emporium view, both the in-game one and the stats portal one. The most important thing to remember with the stats portal one is that you're only going to see 1,000 items, the most recent 1,000 items added, and you cannot see all of them on this page. If you want to see all of them, you're going to want to use Internet Explorer without compatibility view, and then you'll be able to actually do a search and find what you need. I don't think any of these problems apply with Firefox or Chrome, so if you're using that, you won't have any issue. I'm going to go ahead and hit Control-W to close this and actually log into the game real quick. The reason I'm doing that is because if I remember right, if I go back into Compatibility View... No, Core Exiles is not shown. So I'm going to re-add it and close. Now I'm going to search M-T.
Link graphic system tab.
Enter,
system
enter
tab.
On that.
Visited link gallery, visited link buyers mark.
And now I can open up my tabs with my enter button versus the numpad right click again. If you do use Internet Explorer and you turn it off for your Galactic Emporium view, make sure you remember to turn compatibility view back on. Otherwise, you're going to be wondering why in the hell you can't open up your tabs with enter. And that really does sum up this guide. Just remember, if you're using the search, the most important thing is to type slow so you're actually getting all the keys in that search box and don't hit escape too many times. Otherwise, you will lose your search results. As I said, Koops is pretty good about accessibility, so I would not be surprised if that actually changes at some point in time. But for now, just be careful when you're using it and take your time and don't hit escape too much. And that is the end of the audio guide covering the Galactic Emporium view.